Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is November 3rd, 2014, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And today we have a wonderful interview for you. We actually have Robert here from Rolf Magic, and he's here to discuss what he does and how it can help you. And I know he has a lot of information to share with you guys today, and I'm very excited to have him here. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Robert.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, we love having you. So you offer Rolf Magic, and you're a certified practitioner. So would you like to tell us a little bit about that and what exactly that is?
Sure. Actually, the modality is known by a couple of names. One is Rolfing. Many people know it by that name. And the other name is structural integration. It got its name from the woman that developed the work, Ida P. Rolf.
Awesome.
And actually, she didn't even like that name. She thought it was, it really didn't tell you anything. It told you about her name. Her name for the work was structural integration, because that's actually what the work does for our bodies.
Hmm. Now, you know, what exactly is it? What can it do for you?
Sure. Well, you know, one way to talk about that and to think about it is to go back to how Ida Rolf developed this work and what motivated her. Now, she started out originally, she came out of Columbia University back in 1920 with a PhD thesis, PhD degree in biochemistry. And her PhD thesis was in the biochemistry of connective tissue. So she had this scientific background that was part of her background. And she was also an avid student of yoga and metaphysics. And she eventually kind of wove those different strands together. But what got her into this whole process of developing Rolfing bodywork, was the fact that a number of her family members and friends were suffering from musculoskeletal problems of one sort or another. And those friends of hers and family members simply weren't getting the, you know, the treatment or the resolution that they needed to get out of pain. So that's where she was coming from originally. So because of her scientific background as well as her understanding of yoga, and she had some intuitive insights as well, she actually started working with some of those family members and friends and working through the connective tissue of the body, also known as the fascia. And the connective tissue, it's the same thing if you cut open a piece of raw meat, Courtney, and you look at that raw meat and you notice that there's beige or silver membrane running through it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is connective tissue, also known as fascia. And that substance wraps around every single muscle in our bodies, and then it actually attaches to the surface of our bones. So what Ida Rolf found out was that that connective tissue, or fascia, was very changeable, very pliable. It responded to different kinds of inputs, both good inputs and negative inputs. So she found that, say, if somebody was using their body in a way that patterned them in a not very user-friendly way, like today we would think about somebody bent over a computer all day, which many of us are, or it might be working on an assembly line in an auto plant, whatever it might be, you know, but these activities that we do repetitively start to shape our bodies and pattern our bodies by shortening the connective tissue when it wraps around the muscles. And that ends up really being like a shrink wrap around the muscles, and they start shortening. And then our body gradually gets pulled out of alignment. It gets pulled into very questionable postures, you know, postures that don't support us in gravity.
Wow. And these postures, you know, everybody does it every day. I mean, me alone talking to you right now, I'm sitting in a chair in front of my computer. And I know a lot of people do that. You know, a lot of people, sit in chairs every day, or, you know, they're on their feet, you know, 16, 18 hours a day. So, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people do those things to their body. You know, what got you interested in this? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. Well, it was kind of one of those, you know, so-called coincidences, which really don't exist, which aren't coincidental, really. I was wandering through a bookstore one day, and I happened to stumble across a book called Rolfing, The Integration of Human Structures by Ida Rolf. And I picked it up, and I was just thumbnailing through the book, and I noticed there were lots of after and before photographs. In other words, photographs that were taken of individuals before they went through process, which is a 10-session process, and we can talk about, you know, those 10 sessions later in a little bit, and then photographs of them after they had completed that 10-session process. And I was, frankly, kind of stunned when I looked at those pictures. This was kind of back before the day of photoshopping, so I had no reason to assume that those weren't totally real pictures, and, of course, they were. The changes that I saw from the before pictures to the after pictures were so dramatic, Courtney. You know, people that had their shoulders really rounded forward, their heads, what's called a forward head posture, when your head is way out there in space, not sitting over our torsos or our shoulder girdle where it should be, or maybe one hip higher than the other, or even one hip higher and then rotate it forward or rotate it backwards. And some of the people in those pictures were standing with their feet extremely turned out, or maybe even a few of them pigeon-toed with their feet turned in. But in all the after pictures, not only did those postural patterns seem to get resolved, I noticed that almost every single one of those individuals had gained visible height and looked like they were just more comfortable in their bodies, more comfortable in the gravitational field of the planet, like gravity wasn't tearing them down, you know, like it had been. And it was looking at those pictures combined with the fact that I was suffering from some structural issues myself. I had one hip that was higher. I had what's called hyperextended knees, where your knees tend to go back and back and back. And that requires the body to make all kinds of other adjustments to compensate for those kinds of patterns. And I also had a very forward head posture. So I really was kind of a classical walking example of somebody in need of Rolfing. So that's what got me started, and I started looking for a practitioner. And it took a while, because back in that time period, and that was actually the mid-1970s, there was only one practitioner in the whole state of Michigan, and he was backed up for a couple of months. But I found one fellow practitioner that lived in Chicago, was coming into Kalamazoo twice a month to work on folks. So I got on the train twice a month, went up to Kalamazoo, got on a bus for about 20 minutes, got off, walked 2 miles, and I did that for 10 sessions. And each session was a revelation. Each session resolved part of my old patterns, my old pain. Each time I left, I felt taller, and I could breathe deeper. Noticeably deeper without even trying to. And I could sit up, stand up straight and tall, again without effort, you know, no struggle.
Now, what are the types of, patients or clients that you normally see? You know, you talked a little bit about hunchbacked and so forth. You know, do you work with individuals who have chronic pain, or those who maybe have fibromyalgia or arthritis or anything along those lines?
Absolutely. All of that, actually, and more. So I guess you could say that the people that come to see me fall into two or three categories. The first is, obviously, folks that are in pain. And that's obviously, we know, is a great motivator. And often it's folks who have tried other things and just haven't quite managed to get any significant resolution in the pain that they're experiencing. So those could be people that maybe were in a car accident, suffering from whiplash, or maybe low back pain. It could be somebody that was in a, you know, a sports injury or injury in the gym, and it wasn't healing right. Or what often happens when we've been injured is that our bodies try to compensate for the injuries to get us out of pain, out of suffering. But in the process of doing that, they take on added new strain in some other part of the body to compensate for getting the weight off of, you know, say, an injured ankle, for example. And that creates a whole new cycle of problems in the body. And when we have these adaptations, these compensations, we go into a bad posture because of them, all of that eventually can become fixed into our tissue so that and into our body so that we can't just voluntarily pull out of those patterns. So we need something like rolfing to help us get out. Other kind of other category of person that might want to come to see me would be somebody who's just primarily concerned by the fact that they are in a poor posture, you know, or maybe they've been trying to stand up straight for most of their lives. Or like a lot of us as teenagers, you know, we got yelled at by our parents, you know, stand up straight, stop slouching. And of course, the only problem with that is that our tissues have shortened in such a way that we don't have voluntary control over it as much as we might like to stand up straight and sit up straight. There's probably even a third, smaller category of folks that come to see me. And that's somebody who is doing a lot of deep kind of personal inner work, whether it's psychotherapy or various kinds of, you know, work trying to cleanse their karma or energy psych work, tapping or whatever it might be. But they're on a path. They've been on a path. And they're at a point where they want to address the places in their bodies that, where they've gotten stuck. So, in other words, often our postural patterns hold us in certain set, stuck emotional places, whether it's fear, stress, anger. Those can get locked in our bodies and into our tissue also. So those are the three, I would say, general categories of people that are, you know, coming to see me on a regular basis.
Wow. That covers a lot of different ground. I'm actually really highly intrigued, you know, and this is just more of a question for myself, but do you tend to work with people who have injuries in all areas of the body, or is it just, you know, to help that posture, or is it just for significant areas of the body?
Yeah, you know, it's really all of those things. Often, you know, when somebody, of course, is in pain, what's most important, what's most pressing for them is that pain get dealt with. And we're always looking at that with Rolfing and how to get the person out of pain. But just as Ida Rolf herself, I mean, she started out trying to help people get out of pain, but she discovered that her way of working and lengthening the fascia through hands-on manipulation of the fascia led to a body that was more, had more integrity, it had more order, it had more length, it had more core support, it could handle gravity better. So that eventually for her, even though she was still interested in helping people get out of pain, her primary thought was, how do we get a person into a body? How do we get somebody's body to a place where it can handle gravity better? So that became her overriding paradigm in a sense. And it is my overriding paradigm. Because if you can do that, then usually you can resolve the pain, but you can have a body that just works much better. You know, so it's not just about removing the symptom. It's about bringing a whole new feeling into the body of and ease.
Well, I will definitely, you know, recommend this to my mom. Long story short, she was thrown from a horse several months back, and she doesn't have a lot of mobility in her arm. She's working really hard, but she's in pain, and it goes all the way into her shoulder and into her back. So I will definitely tell her about what you do because I feel like, you know, it could help, you know. And she's, you know, she's went through months and months and months of physical therapy, but they actually just told her last week that if they can't you know, achieve anything else by the end of November, there's nothing that they could do for her anymore. So it sounds like what you do could help her.
I would think so. You know, Rolfing, by working in the fascia, there's really very few modalities out there that really even think about or acknowledge the role that the fascia has in our bodies, and especially in terms of things like injuries and posture. And Ida Rolf was really a groundbreaker, because back then nobody had even thought about fascia. And the fascia really ends up organizing our bodies. It ends up giving the body its actual shape. Most people think it's our skeletal structure, but it's really the fascia that structures and organizes everything in the body. And so by addressing this key wrapping that's been ignored by most treatments out there, we can get results that are pretty amazing.
Awesome. Well, like I said, I will definitely recommend this to her, because I know that she, you know, she only has about 40% movement in that arm right now. And I know my mom's a fighter, so I know she wants to gain more. But I will definitely recommend her to, you know, listen to this interview and, you know, recommend you to her. So I guess there was a good reason that I get to interview you today.
There always is a reason, right?
Now, you talked about 10 sessions, so let's jump into that. What do those 10 sessions involve, and what, you know, what exactly, you know, do you do to help the body?
Right. So I guess I can take you through, this might be a best good way to understand that. I can take you through what it kind of would look like, or be what the experience would be for somebody coming to see me for the first time. So somebody comes to see me for the first time, you know, we're going to sit down and talk for a while, and I'm going to find out what their issues are, what's uppermost in their minds, why they're coming. I'm going to take an oral and a written history of any injuries, any surgery, anything that might be pertinent. And then we begin with a postural and structural assessment. It means that I'm going to be looking at them standing from all sides. I'm going to be seeing where their bodies are fighting themselves, you know, and fighting gravity, both. And that's the process that will take place at the beginning of each session when somebody comes to see me. I'll always be observing them, and I'll probably also have them walk a little bit to observe their gait, because that will provide a whole new set of information, of data to work with. And then what I'll do is I will look at them in terms of the goals that each session has. So, for example, the first session has certain very specific goals to it, one has to do with just getting some new length in the front of the torso, beginning the process of horizontalizing the pelvis, which in 90% of the population is not truly horizontal. And I'll be really paying a lot of attention to their breathing. Where can they breathe? Where can they not breathe easily? Where, as they take a breath, you know, what areas open up and expand in three dimensions and what don't? So all that will be information that I'll store away for work during the session, or to develop the plan for that session. And then they'll be laying on a table. It might be a classical Rolfing table, which is a little bit wider and lower than a massage table. Work can be done on a massage table. And then I would be applying pressure with my fingers or knuckles, or maybe a forearm, into the areas of shortened connective tissue, of shortened fascia, where we can get the most change that supports the particular goals of that session. And basically what happens to the whole series is the first session has goals that, once they're achieved, lay the foundation for the second session, and so on. So each session lays the foundation for what comes after it. So we're not doing just 10 sessions of, you know, that random work, or we're not doing 10 sessions of the same work, you know, over and over again. We're working towards different goals that interact with each other. They're kind of like modules, you know, and each module fits into the one that came before.
Okay. Awesome. Now, do you find that the people who go through these sessions, do they cause pain? I mean, most people are terrified to go to a chiropractor because they're afraid that they're going to be in more pain. So do you find that this, you know, instantly relieves that, or is there a little bit of pain that kind of goes along with the sessions?
Well, there's certainly no pain when the session's done, in the sense that, I mean, not from the work that we're doing during the session. On occasion, because we're working into the most shortened, sometimes the most challenged or traumatized areas in the body, sure, by applying some pressure in there, those kinds of tissues, you know, they're not very pliable, they're not very open, receptive, and they need a little bit of encouragement to lengthen and to open up. So there can be some very momentary, certainly, discomfort with the work. It is momentary. I would say typically pressure is never kept on any given area for more than a minute would be the outside, really, if that long. And then any sensation that was a result of the pressure into those shortened sheets, it disappears the moment the pressure is taken away. So what becomes the overriding experience is how the person feels when they stand up off of the table, which is not only feeling better in terms of the pain they walked in with, but typically they almost instantly notice that they're standing better, they're standing taller, they're breathing deeper. They have just a greater feeling of support and connection into the earth, support from the earth upwards.
Well, you know, I definitely want to recommend to our listeners out there, you know, you have an ad in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine, and mm-hmm. it's actually right in front of me right now. And you have some before and after pictures in the magazine, and they're amazing to look at, you know, to see somebody who has that kind of hunchback, who's standing straight up. And it almost, you know, to me, the one picture almost looks like there was some swelling that was relieved too. You know, to take a look at these pictures, it's utterly, it's almost amazing to believe it, but in the same sense, it's amazing that that can be accomplished, that the body can be healed, you know, from that pain. So I highly recommend you pick up the guide and take a look at that. You can also go online to view the guide, you know, in PDF format, and you can find Robert's ad in there and take a look at, you know, what it says and those pictures, because you'll be amazed. I mean, just looking at it, I was amazed. You know, since we're kind of in the midway of the show, you know, what is your information that people can contact you? And, you know, in a roundabout way, you know, how much does these sessions charge, or how much do you charge for these sessions so that somebody can come and see you?
Sure. So probably the best way to contact me is to call the number that's in the ad, which is 313-407-6343. And anybody that would like to have a consultation first before beginning the work, I offer free, basically half-hour consultations. We get together, or it can be on the phone, but we can get together in person. I can answer any questions the person has. I can, you know, also do a brief postural and structural assessment and tell them both in terms of what I'm seeing in their bodies and what their complaints are, what I think the likelihood of Rolfing is to have a really significant impact for them. And if there's some reason I don't think it's going to be the thing for them, there are, you know, people in a number of different related modalities that I work with, and I always refer out whenever that seems appropriate. Also, the two places that I work out of are the Center for Healing Arts and Massage, which is located in Sterling Heights on Mound and 16 and a half Mile, which is the largest holistic massage center of its kind in Southeast Michigan, with over 14 nationally certified massage therapists, as well as a psychotherapist, a life coach, and they offer colonics as well. And body wraps. Then I also work out of another location, which is in West Bloomfield on West Maple, and that's Alternative Health Solutions, which is also a great alternative health holistic practice with really a brilliant chiropractor, acupuncture, massage, energetic allergy work. So those are the two locations that I work out of. And as far as the cost of the work, it's $110 a session. And the sessions typically last between about an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and a half. So not unlike a massage where, you know, when your hour is up, it's up. This is more based on getting the goals that the session is supposed to have. And within the framework of, can't go over too much over an hour and a half, but within that framework, we take whatever time we need to get the results for the person.
Awesome. Well, I hope that people do contact you because it sounds like you do really amazing work. You know, I also know you facilitate family constellation workshops.
Constellation.
Would you like to talk a little bit about that and what that involves?
Sure. Family constellation work is, you know, it's based on the notion that often in life, when we run up against a pattern, you know, something that's keeping us from everything that we want in life, whether maybe it's in the sphere of our profession or finances or our relationships, whatever it might be, and we've tried maybe a lot of different things and still we're kind of running up against that pattern. I'm sure you've experienced that. You know, I have, most people have, things that just don't seem to want to let go. Oftentimes it turns out that what's really going on is that we're holding energy for somebody in our family systems, sometimes one, two, three, maybe even more generations in the past. And the way that seems to work is that when somebody in our family tree, in our family system, suffered some kind of trauma or in some cases was involved in some kind of transgression, and that never got resolved or healed, then the energy around those patterns seems to get held around the family, kind of like a black hole in space, so that in each succeeding generation, somebody in the family system gets kind of sucked into the same energy, to the same patterns, to the same issues. And it's almost like it's an unconscious attempt to heal it, but because it's unconscious, what we end up with is just more suffering. It just gets passed on down, you know, to the next generation. With family constellation work, we actually have a process for ending that suffering, for breaking that cycle of pain. And typically the way that we do that is in a family constellation workshop where folks get together. They don't typically bring their own family members, although I would say energetically they show up anyway. And then when somebody is ready to do a piece of work with myself or my co-facilitator, Vince Petra, who is a really brilliant intuitive psychotherapist, basically you just go around the room and you pick out people. We'll suggest who needs to be represented, who in the family system needs to be represented there, and you'll go around the room and you'll ask different participants to stand up and be your mom, stand in as your great-grandfather or an uncle, whoever it might be. And once all those individuals that need to be represented in your family have been picked and they're standing up inside the greater circle of the workshop, the amazing thing that happens every single time, Courtney, without fail, is that those individuals who know nothing about the people they're standing in for, they know nothing about the person's issues, the person who's doing the work, they know nothing about that, or the background or the history. They start getting information, consciousness, emotional reactions, feelings, even body postures and movement patterns that don't belong to them, but do seem, as things evolve, to actually belong to the people that they're representing for that family system. And then we have a way of interaction with those representatives standing inside the circle to bring about a healing, to bring about love where there's been separation or there's been a break, to reconnect people up, and then to allow that healing to come forward through each generation till it actually lands in the lap of the person who's doing their piece of work there, who's actually come to the workshop to get some freedom in their life.
I have to ask, is anybody scared of doing that?
You know, occasionally, I mean, you know, somebody will, if you, by scared of doing it in the sense of, oftentimes, we get scared when we're faced with the possibility of change, even if it's the change that we say we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And often people have resistance to the change. I'm sure you've run into folks who say, have been saying for years, oh God, if I could only get some change around this issue, right? If I could only have my life different. But then when they actually have a door open where they might get that change, they pull back. So in that sense, there can be fear. But when somebody's ready to change, then usually they walk through that door. And with constellation work, there's nothing to be afraid of. It's, you know, extremely safe, especially when working with Vince Petras, who, as I mentioned, is a psychotherapist. He has those skills. I have my skills as a certified family constellation, you know, facilitator. So it's a very safe environment. It's also an environment in which no information ever leaves that environment. You know, what happens in L.A., Las Vegas, maybe L.A. too. What happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. Well, you know, there's absolute confidentiality that everybody who participates agrees to, so there's no fear on that account either.
Awesome. Well, I definitely can see how that would help. You know, while you were talking, I was just kind of imagining the workshop and having people represent my family.
Uh-huh. Right.
I mean, I think that would be definitely awakening for me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very interesting, and you said that every single time, without fail, you know, these individuals take on the personality traits or that energy of the family. That's very interesting. So I can definitely see how that can help. Now I do know that you have would you like to talk a little bit about that? Because I believe it's on November 15th, which is coming up here in a couple weeks.
A couple weeks, sure. Yeah, that's on Saturday, November 15th. And that's our next Family Constellations workshop. And that one is going to be at a really nice location. It's a location that has some incredible healing energies. I had a chance to be out there just a couple weeks ago. It's called the Four Winds Farm. And that's out in Leonard, Michigan, which is, maybe 10, 15 minutes away from downtown Rochester. So it's a very nice rural environment to start with, but it's also land that for the last 10 years there have been Native American sweat lodges on. So all of that healing energy has been accumulating there over the last decade or so. So that's just going to add, you know, energy to the whole process of the day. But we basically start getting together around 8:30 in the morning. We'll end by 5:30, and we'll, you know, certainly try to get as many people who have come who want to do a constellation that day to have a constellation experience, and, you know, so they can experience the amazing results this work gets. You know, part of it is through observing what really went on in the past, what was really motivating people in the family, what kept people stuck. And people start to see that, and it creates a whole new image of the family for them that wasn't available before. So, yeah, we would like to invite people, anybody that would like to explore generational healing and would like to really move beyond being stuck, you know, in repeated drama over and over again, especially with the holidays coming up. It's a great thing to do in order to break our own stress reactions to family environment. So many of us have that during the holidays, you know, thinking we're going to a family event and we're anticipating that in a negative way. This can dramatically change that negative anticipation. And here's another amazing thing with constellation work is that often family members who are not present at the workshop, who don't even know that this work is taking place, often have dramatic and almost instantaneous positive shifts for themselves and in their relationships with the person that came to do the work. And what seems to happen is that we're altering the energetic field, the holographic field of that family for the better, so that the old issues are no longer there. The old, you know, friction tends to get just almost magically resolved.
Well, it sounds amazing. Now, you know, do people need to pre-register for this or prepay, or can they actually just come?
Well, we really do recommend that they pre-register. In fact, it's important that they do, because we need to kind of talk and consult with them a little bit before the workshop. That way we don't have to bring up anything about their issues and their history in front of the group, which we don't do. So they would pre-register. The best way to do that is to go online onto eventbrite.com, look up Family Constellations, Leonard, Michigan, and the form for registering will show up right away. The cost is $97 for the whole day, which is very, very reasonable. Or if they'd like to talk to me personally, get some more information about the workshop first, I'd be happy to talk to anybody and answer their questions. Again, my number is 313-407-6343.
Well, I definitely hope that you have plenty of people for that workshop. It sounds like a lot of fun, but it also sounds like it, you know, really does help. So I would definitely highly recommend it, and highly recommend, you know, contacting Robert about that. You've talked a lot about, Ralphing and what it can do. You know, how is this different from, you know, say, a chiropractor or, a massage therapist or Reiki or anything along those lines? Because I know that there's a lot of people out there that seek those modalities.
Yeah, that's a great question, Courtney. And those are all great modalities. I mean, I participate and use them myself, all of them. I'm certified third-degree Reiki. My background before I got into Ralphing was in massage therapy. And I've certainly used the services of many skilled chiropractors over the years. So I highly support all the really good, modalities out there and the really skillful practitioners that are available. The difference, first of all, between Ralphing and chiropractic is that chiropractic is dealing really with, you know, the bony level of the body, adjusting vertebrae, adjusting joints, adjusting subluxations, and particularly where there's nerve impingement. And that's often very essential work if somebody's in certain types of pain. Now, one of the possible limitations can be that it's the soft tissues of the body that actually pull an adjustment out of place or pull bones out of. Generally speaking, other than an acute injury where there's a sudden acute force into the body, the only thing that will pull really a joint out of the position it's supposed to be in or a vertebrae out of the position it's supposed to be in are the soft tissue attachments to that vertebrae or joint. And those soft tissue attachments are wrapped around by fascia, by connective tissue. That's their environment. So if a muscle, particular muscle on one side of the body, say on the left side, attaching to a joint or attaching to a vertebrae, is particularly shortened or out of balance with the same muscle on the other side, or if certain antagonistic muscles are out of balance with the other muscles that they work with, that they partner with, those things can pull joints out of place. So with Ralphing, we're looking about how do we bring the body into a sustainable, better place. And actually that allows adjustments to go in easier. It would allow a chiropractor to put those adjustments in much easier and allow the adjustments to be much more, to have longer permanency. And there are a lot of chiropractors that refer people to me. In the practice, as I mentioned, in West Bloomfield that I work out of, I work every day with a very, very skilled chiropractor, Dr. James Perkins. So we work together, consult together, refer patients, clients back and forth. Same thing is true with massage. Massage is great, especially for, reducing stress, increasing circulation, and very skillful therapeutic massage therapists can certainly take a person, you know, to a better place, say when they're in pain. But again, it's typically not addressing the fascial wrappings, that environment the muscle lives in. By doing that, by addressing the fascial wrappings, the changes are much more long-lasting. And that's what I think everybody's looking for, some long-term solutions to discomfort that they're in.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Well, I do see that we are starting to get a little short here on time. We actually have less than 20 minutes left in the show. What else would you like to share with our listeners about what you offer and what you do?
Well, I think one of the things that we didn't really touch on too much, and that's how our emotions get tied up with our postures. And one of the things that seems to happen is as kids, when we're growing up, often, you know, things happen that maybe if we were adults at the time would not seem so traumatic or stressful. But because we don't have that larger reference, they come in as they can come in as being very stressful or traumatic sometimes. And then what we often do is we will adjust our bodies into a protective posture. Now, this can happen because we're being yelled at. It could happen because maybe there's some actual parental abuse. You know, say if we're used to some parental unit, father, mother, whoever, coming up and kind of whacking us from behind, well, after a while, our bodies will start to try to protect us. And, you know, and that might include pulling our shoulders up. It might include kind of what some people describe as a turtle position. Well, that's shoulders up and head forward. And there are a lot of other protective things that we do in those situations, including slowing down and our breathing and getting our breathing to be a lot more shallow. That's a classical reaction to trauma. You know, it's just like animals in the wild. Often, if they're to be attacked or are being attacked, they'll freeze up totally and play dead, and they'll actually stop their breathing to almost nil. Well, humans do something kind of similar, not quite so dramatic, but we inhibit our breathing in order not to feel so much. Whereas in the case of the animal in the wild, it's more to pretend to be dead so that the predator will go attack somebody else. But all of those adaptations to fear, to stress growing up, do help push us into certain postural patterns that then become permanent and become unconscious, again, where we don't have any voluntary control over. And that's one of the things that Rolfing can be really good at, is getting the person out of those old, what I would call, survival postural patterns. So not only can we drop, you know, the belief that we need to be fearful and we should have a more trusting attitude toward the world, which freezes up in a lot of ways, but we actually change the body in such a way that it supports that new attitude. There aren't too many things that I can think of. Maybe you can think of some. I can't think of too many things that really help the body repattern itself. Yoga does to some extent. And in fact, that's probably why so many yoga teachers refer people to me to get this work. That and the fact that the yoga teachers that have come to me themselves notice that in those postures, those yoga postures or asanas, that they themselves find challenging as teachers, that with Rolfing, it helps them get into those postures. You know, it helps sort of be the final breakthrough in a way by allowing more flexibility, more range of motion. So then, of course, they want to send their students because they want to see their students progress as fast as possible.
Now, do you find that you work with, some people who tend to have, those emotional patterns when it comes to the career? Because I know, you know, there's people out there who struggle with their career and struggle with those emotional patterns that they exhibit in the job or the workplace. So do you find that you work with a lot of clients along those lines?
Sure. Now, I mean, I want to be clear that Rolfing itself is not specifically psychotherapeutic. So I'm not a psychotherapist, so I'm not approaching it from that end, so to speak, but I certainly know that that effect is taking place, and people report it over and over again. One area that it would affect something like a person's career is in the area of just confidence, just a basic confidence. If you're carrying a lot of fear in your body and you're kind of compressing your body, holding everything tight and in, not breathing deeply, again, maybe your shoulders are pulled up in a protective stance. Well, it's pretty hard to be confident in that stance. In fact, I would say it's pretty much impossible. It reminds me of a cartoon, a famous cartoon I saw. I think it was a Peanuts cartoon. It was Charlie Brown, I think. And Charlie Brown is, I think, demonstrating the what he calls the depressed posture. So he's all slumped over. He says, you know, whenever I want to feel depressed, I just stand like this, you know. But in terms of confidence, that's something a lot of people notice, that once they've gone through Rolfing or structural integration body work, because they can stand up taller, their feet solidly are planted on the ground, you know. They're not kind of pulling their feet up. They're not flying away from the earth, but they're solidly planted. Their energy is balanced, and they can breathe easily and deeply. Well, that leads to a great deal of confidence, and that certainly feeds into a positive aspect of one's career, to be able to go forward confidently in whatever one's chosen vocation and avocation is.
Well, I find that very interesting, and I definitely, think that confidence is needed, especially when it comes to the career and the job place and, every area of your life. So it was just something that kind of came to me, and I was just, that question just kind of popped in my head, so I was curious. So I'm glad to hear that, it can help in that field, especially those people who sit behind the desk all day, every day, or the people, like I mentioned earlier in the show, that are on their feet constantly and their bodies aren't getting the break and so forth. So it's nice to know that that can definitely help, but it can also help build confidence as well. So I find your work amazing and very, very interesting. This isn't something that you hear about often. Do you feel like this field is growing?
Well, it's definitely growing. But there are still very few practitioners, relatively speaking. If you think about massage therapists and chiropractors, relative to those categories, there's very few practitioners. There's maybe 14 or 15 in the whole state right now. When I started out, I think there was more like 10. But in that it's grown from 10 practitioners to 15, well, that's a significant growth. And, of course, the more practitioners that are out there, it's the better for all of us, for all the practitioners, because it gets the word out more. It gets the word out to a larger number of people. So I do think it's very definitely a growing profession. Many people now in professional sports are finding it very useful. Some of the football teams have even brought in Rolfers to work with the teams. Emmitt Smith, who used to be a running quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, he went through the 10 sessions down in Dallas from a friend of mine who does this work. And he was having the work done not because he was particularly in pain, but because he wanted, an added edge wherever he could find it. And the Rolfing gave it to him in greater flexibility and range of motion and in greater just support and maneuverability on the playing field. Charles Barkley, famous, basketball player, who is now retired, but he was going to end his career 2 or 3 years before he actually did end it because he was in so much pain. And I can remember watching Charles Barkley toward the end there sitting on the bleachers, and you could just see the pain on his face. But then he went through Rolfing, and it gave him several more years to play, the game that he loved so much. So there's just so many areas that this work can touch. It has a great universality to it. There's hardly anybody it couldn't apply to, and it has a great universality as far as ages. I mean, the youngest person I ever worked on was 5, but I've seen the work done on 2-month-olds and making a huge difference for them. I have seen the work done on 2-year-olds who are having problems running, and within a matter of 3 or 4 minute session of this work, we're able to easily run afterwards, because at that age, you know, there's so much less armoring, there's so much less layers of problems that it doesn't take much to bring about a significant change. I've seen this work, and I have done this work myself on people in their 90s. So the whole range of age, of profession, of motivation for why the person's wanting it, very universal.
Kind of reminds me of that, you know, Disney quote, Disney likes to use it too, but children from 0 to 99, you know.
Exactly.
It can work on a lot of different people in a wide range. That's amazing, especially, you know, infants, that it can definitely help infants. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you shared that, you know, so that our listeners can definitely hear that it helps anyone at any age. Is there any, final things that you would like to leave us with before I ask you to give your information out one last time?
You know, I guess what I would leave you with is Ida Rolf. I don't have the quote in front of me, but I'll paraphrase her. She said that, you know, we see people with, you know, heads that are forward, with all kinds of different postures that are problematic. See people who have all kinds of pain in their body. And when you reduce it to what's really going on, she said, what we're looking at is folks that are at war with gravity. And her vision and what she's passed on down to us and what I've been very blessed to inherit from her as a vocation and avocation, as a skill, is to help bring people to a place where they're no longer at war with gravity. And the other thing that I would leave folks with is many, many years ago, Ida Rolf, when she was teaching out at the SLM Growth Center in Big Sur, California, she stormed into one of her classes one day very upset, because she said there was a rumor going around Esalen that Ida Rolf didn't believe in the soul. And she said, that's poppycock. She said, it's just right now the body is what I can get my hands on. But she firmly believed that as you change somebody's relationship to the gravitational field of the planet, as they become, again, at home on the planet, you know, like royalty, in a sense, truly at home on the planet, that is a major movement of the soul, a major movement of spirit. It's just happening through the flesh.
Well, awesome. Well, I'm going to ask you to give out your information one last time so that people can connect and contact you, if you don't mind.
Sure, not at all. So my phone number is 313-407-6343. If you'd like to shoot me an email, by the way, and you can text me at that number also. If you'd like to shoot me an email, the email is rolfmagic, that's rolfmagic, at talkamerica.net.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being here today and talking with me. It was a pleasure to learn more about what you do and what you offer, and I want to highly recommend you keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. I intend on doing it, because it's truly a labor of love for me, and I appreciate deeply having this chance to be with you today and to talk about this path that I've chosen and that I love to share with folks.
Well, thank you. I greatly appreciate it. I had one last question. I know we're really short on time, but, you know, if anyone is interested in becoming a practitioner, do you teach or can you help guide someone in that direction?
Yeah, I've been sort of pressured by some of my clients who, you know, who are themselves a massage therapist into teaching. I don't teach at this time, but I certainly can guide people into what I think are, there's a couple of different schools, and I have my own opinions about what the best path is to go, but I can provide all the information on all the alternatives for learning this work, and I'm happy to do so.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm going to, glad the listeners got to hear that, and I'm going to tell everybody out there, definitely keep that in mind if this is something that you would like to learn more about, or it works for you and you want to become a practitioner, Robert can definitely direct you in the right direction. Thank you so much for being here today, and thank you so much for allowing me to interview you, and I look forward to connecting with you again in the future.
Thank you, Courtney. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. You've been listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and In Touch Interviews. I had the honor of being able to interview Robert from Ralph Magic. If you would like to contact him, you can call him again at 313-407-6343, and then you can also email him at ralphmagic@talkamerica.net. If you would ever like to be interviewed on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, whether you have a service, a product, a business, a book that you've published, anything along those lines, you can call me here at the office. The number is 734-513-6137 and ask for Courtney. You can also email me at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com. I also want to say stay tuned tomorrow. We have a couple radio shows going on tomorrow. At 10 a.m., we have Unveiling the Psychic Truth. And at 1 p.m., we have Body, Mind, Spirit News. Body, Mind, Spirit News is a new radio show that we have out. We are the staff of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. We actually talk about a lot of the concepts and articles and advertisers and so forth that are in the magazine each month. So we highly recommend you listen. Definitely call and tell us what you think. We love the guide. We love being on the radio, and we definitely want to hear feedback. So definitely tune in for that show tomorrow at 1 p.m. I want to thank everybody for listening today and everybody being part of the show, and most especially Robert. And I want to wish everyone a very happy Monday, and we will see you soon. Bye-bye.